WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The pro-Palestinian protests continue at colleges across the country and now in Canada and in Europe. At Columbia University, where the movement started, students who defied a deadline to pack up their encampment are being suspended. Student Sueda Polat says the university has itself to blame.
We were engaging in good faith negotiations until the administration cut them off under threat of suspension.
A class action lawsuit's been filed against Columbia, accusing it of ignoring its student safety protocols. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, along with U.S. allies, continues to negotiate a possible humanitarian ceasefire. The State Department says it's determined five Israeli defense units committed gross human rights violations, but they say the incidents were not in Gaza and they took place well before October 7th. Stocks closed higher before some reports which could move the markets this week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Demanding divestment from companies doing business with Israel and an immediate Gaza ceasefire, students at UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee have joined nationwide pro-Palestinian campus protests. That audio courtesy of CBS 58. A Dane County man charged with sending a threatening message to the campaign office of Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde is due in court later this week. 72-year-old Joseph Quaid facing a felony charge of making a terrorist threat. A state prison inmate convicted in the 2022 hate crime death of a fellow inmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution has been sentenced to a life prison term. Joshua Skolman was already serving a life term for the drunk driving deaths of three people in Milwaukee County. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70. Lots of sunshine into Wednesday. A high in the low 70s. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 right now. 99.7.
We'll be right back. FM. Dave Grant, join us after 5 p.m. on Monday night. Here's the fix on Max FM.
And more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
Silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know
has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Monday night on your drive home. All right, so we talked a little bit about it yesterday. The coffee maker that Wendy and I have had for the past, say, 10 years or so, finally had a little bit of an issue. I was looking at the pot on Sunday, and the pot was cracked. Yeah, not a good thing. We thought about trying to find somewhere to get a used one, and that just didn't work out because it was Sunday. So we thought, okay, we're going to go to the store and buy a new coffee maker because, you know what, I was up very early this morning, and I needed my coffee. There's no two ways about it. If I've not had my coffee, it's not a good day, especially on an early Monday morning. So we go to the store. We look through all the different coffee makers. I'm not kidding you. Two rows of coffee makers. We found the one that we wanted. It was going to be an absolute perfect match for what we were looking for. It brewed a regular pot of coffee, or we could do a single brew with K-cups. We said, okay, that's the coffee maker we want. The price is in our range. We're going to get that coffee maker. We look on the shelves. We cannot find that coffee maker anywhere. So we start looking a little closer. The little sign that's next to the coffee maker says, this is an online option only. I'm like, are you kidding me? Why would you put a coffee maker on display that you do not have in stock and that has to be ordered online? So I thought, okay, we'll go look at the stores here nearby. None of them have it. It's an exclusive online deal. I'm like, yeah, great price, great coffee maker, but not going to wait a couple of days to get a coffee maker. So we ended up settling on a coffee maker, and we're very happy with our choice. The ironic part is pretty much the same thing we bought 10 years ago, just in a different color. Hey, the one good thing, Wendy, right, it all matches all of our appliances now. But I'm just like, why would you put something on display if you can't get it while you're there? So a little bit of frustration there, but hey, we had a good cup of coffee this morning, so that's what counts. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Taylor Dane on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Packers added a quarterback in the draft over the weekend, selecting Tulane's Michael Pratt in the seventh round. I'm Bill Scott with Sports, head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that he definitely is a tough, fearless thrower. And to me, that's a prerequisite for the position. You got to be able to stand in there and throw in muddy pockets, throw in the face of pressure. And I think he exhibited that. I think he's a winner. So, you know, we were excited. We were kind of shocked that he was still there in the seventh.
Five of the Packers' 11 picks were offensive picks. The quarterback, a running back, and three offensive linemen. Bucks get a day off before hosting Indiana Tuesday night. It's an elimination game for Milwaukee, who trails that best of seven series 3-1, falling to the Pacers 126-113 last night. The Brewers host Tampa Bay Rays in the first of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Bryce Wilson getting the nod for the Brewers, who dropped two in a row to the Yankees over the weekend. They're a half game in front of the Cubs in the Central. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM.
Rosario Speedway again on Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood and talk is cheap when the story is good and the tales grow.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let's hear it for the boy. we always have a real good time. And maybe he sings off key, but that's alright by me, yeah. 'Cause what he does so well, makes me want to yell. Let's give up the boy, ah, let's give the boy a hand, yeah. Let's hear from my baby, you know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one man show. Let's hear it from the boy.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep your chunk gaming with Scott Tindall's text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to request music and win contests. Here's Journey, Don't Stop Believing on Max FM.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. All right, be sure to listen to Throwback Nation Radio tonight with Tony Lorino. This week's grand prize winner will receive their choice of tickets to a show or $500 cash. This week's ticket option is Train and REO Speedway again. So be listening to Throwback Nation Radio tonight. Get that keyword ready, and you enter that in at Throwback Nation Radio for your chance to win either $500 in cash or concert tickets. Coming up, we'll look at the community calendar, look at weather news by Huey Lewis and the news on Max FM.
Come on down to Pete's Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. Baraboo Lions will have their fourth annual rummage sale at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Local food vendors will also be selling breakfast and lunch both days, and 100% of the funds raised from the event will be going to the Baraboo Lions Foundation initiatives. These include diabetes education and awareness, vision screening at local schools, finance support for eye exams, and so much more. You can get all the details for this event by visiting BaraboolLions.org. Again, this is going to be Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's the Baraboo Lions 4th Annual Rummage Sale. And the Columbia County Fairgrounds and Portage will be hosting the Save the Grandstand 5K Run Walk. That's going to be on Sunday, May 5th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Registration will take place at the Grandstand from 7:30 until 8:30. It's $30 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. Fee will include water and treats after the run, and medals will go through the third place finishers. Proceeds will help benefit the restoration projects at the Grandstand. And then also that same day, it's going to be the kickoff of the Portage Flea Market every first Sunday of the month, May through October. And again, that'll be at the County Fairgrounds there in Portage.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back, playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd, at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70. Lots of sunshine into Wednesday. A high in the low 70s. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 58.
99.7. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.